In recent years, dog breed hybrids have become incredibly popular. Combining the best traits of various dog breeds has created some of the cutest and most evenly tempered dogs ever. Among the more popular recent hybrids are the Havapoo and the Maltipoo mixes. These breeds are extremely popular, although they are often confused with one another. Today, we will compare the Havapoo versus Maltipoo and see what makes them unique. Let's get started. Comparing a Havapoo and a Maltipoo. The five main differences between a Havapoo and Maltipoo. The main differences between a Havapoo and a Maltipoo are the breed's parents, coat types, and price. Havapoos and Maltipoos are two hybrid dog breeds created around the same time. During the 1980s, breeders around the world began breeding poodle mixes, hoping to get the wonderful temperament and unique coats of the breed mixed with others. The results are still around today, with many of the most popular dog breeds in the world being poodle mixes, including the Labradoodle, Golden Doodle, and of course, the Havapoo and Maltipoo. Like most poodle mixes, there are three different options for the poodle side of things: standard, miniature, and toy. Standard poodles are the original breed and are the largest of them all. Since their inception, however, smaller variations of the poodle have been created and used to breed poodle traits into smaller dogs. The miniature poodle is the middle of the three, and the toy poodle is the smallest. Both the Havapoo and Maltipoo could be bred with any of the three poodles, but the vast majority are bred with either miniature or toy poodles. Since the breeds share a parent, they have a lot in common. In fact, the breeds have more similarities than they do differences. Still, the differences are present, however slight. Let's take a look at these breeds and see what makes them unique. Havapoo versus Maltipoo, parents. The Havapoo is a hybrid breed that is created by mixing the Havanese breed with either a miniature or toy poodle. The Havanese breed is an old breed that was first developed in Havana, Cuba, hence its name. The Havanese was originally bred to be the lapdog for Cuban royalty, and it has maintained that loving lapdog attitude ever since. The Havanese is considered part of the Bichon family, along with the Bichon Frise and the Maltese breeds. The Maltipoo is a hybrid breed created by mixing a Maltese breed with either a miniature or toy poodle. The Maltese breed is incredibly old, with origins linking to Sicily, Egypt, and Europe. Most people believe the breed to have originated in Malta, hence its name. Belonging to the same group as the Havanese, both hybrids are extremely similar as they share genetic heritage on both sides of the family. Havapoo versus Maltipoo, appearance. The Havapoo is a small dog that can appear similar to either of its parents, depending on genetics. They usually have lighter coats, owing to the poodle side of the family. Their coat comes in black, white, brown, tan, gray, silver, and apricot shades. They generally have two coat types, dense and curly or long and silky. Havapoo breeds are usually considered to be hypoallergenic. The Maltipoo is extremely similar in appearance to the Havapoo, almost to the point where it would take a trained eye to tell them apart. They come in white, cream, peach, gold, brown, black, gray, or a mixture of any of them. Maltipoos generally come in three coat types: straight and silky, thick and curly, and wavy and wiry. Havapoo versus Maltipoo, size. The Havapoo is between 5 and 15 inches tall at the shoulder and weighs 7 to 30 pounds if crossed with a mini poodle. They are on the larger side, and on the smaller side, if crossed with a toy poodle. The Maltipoo is also between 5 to 15 inches tall at the shoulder. They weigh 3 to 20 pounds and, like the Havapoo, are a bit larger when crossed with a mini poodle and smaller when crossed with a toy poodle. Havapoo versus Maltipoo, temperament. Both the Havapoo and Maltipoo are extremely similar in temperament, to the point that differences would be environmental and not breed-specific. They are known to be loving, affectionate, intelligent, and sensitive dogs. Most aren't yappy, but can be vocal if something spooks them. They are well suited for life in apartments and laps. Havapoo versus Maltipoo, puppy price. Both breeds are similar in price, but popularity will often determine the average price. Additionally, registered breeders will charge more than a breeder without papers. Registered Havapoos go for $1,800 to $5,000, while unregistered ones go for $600 to $900. Registered Maltipoos can cost between $800 to $1,000, with registered breeders charging as much as $2,500.